Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. All arrangements put in place for counting of votes for Lok Sabha polls tomorrow. Counting for assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh and Orissa to also take place simultaneously. India creates world record with 64.2 crore voters participating in Lok Sabha polls. 31.2 crore women voters cast their votes, the highest ever in the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says world of 21st century is looking towards Bharat with many hopes. 13 people killed and 15 injured in road accident in Rajgarh district of Madhya Pradesh. Sensex and Nifty hit all-time high in early trade. And cricket, Namibia beat Oman by 11 runs via Super Over in T20 World Cup in Bridgetown, Barbados. And now the news in detail. All arrangements have been put in place for counting of votes for Lok Sabha polls tomorrow. Counting for assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Orissa and by-elections to assembly constituencies will also be held on the same day. Counting will begin from 8 a.m. General elections were held from the 19th of April to the 1st of June 2024 in 7 phases. The Election Commission has said that counting trends and results will be available on ECI's website at results.eci.gov.in as well as on the Voter Helpline app. The Voter Helpline app can be downloaded from the Google Play Store or Apple Play Store. The Commission has also issued a handbook for returning officers and counting agents which is available on its website. The Commission added that the comprehensive instructions for counting arrangements, procedure of counting of votes and storage of EVMs and VVPATs are already available on its website. In Uttar Pradesh, elaborate arrangements have been made for counting of votes for 80 Lok Sabha seats. Talking to Akashvani News, State Chief Electoral Officer, CEO Navdeep Rinwa said that counting of votes will take place at 81 counting centres in 75 districts of the state. The CEO said that to monitor the counting process, the Election Commission of India has deployed 179 central observers.
उत्तर प्रदेश में 75 जनपदों में कुल 81 मतगणना केंद्र है जहां ये मतगणना संपन्न होगी 6 जनपद ऐसे हैं जहां 2 मतगणना केंद्र हैं बाकी सब में एक एक मतगणना केंद्र है 80 लोकसभा क्षेत्रों में 35 लोकसभा क्षेत्रों की मतगणना तो एक मतगणना केंद्र पे ही हो जाएगी 37 लोकसभा क्षेत्र ऐसे हैं जिनकी 2 मतगणना केंद्रों में होगी जो 2 अलग अलग जनपदों में स्थित है और 8 लोकसभा क्षेत्र ऐसे हैं जिनकी मतगणना 3 जनपदों में होगी पोस्टल बैलेट की मतगणना जो रिटर्निंग ऑफिसर है उसके मुख्यालय पे होगी 179 प्रेक्षक हैं जो काउंटिंग पे नजर रखेंगे
वी ऑल्सो स्पोक टू मध्य प्रदेश चीफ इलेक्टोरल ऑफिसर अनुपम राजन अबाउट द प्रेपरेशंस फॉर टुमॉरोज काउंटिंग
कल 52 जिला मुख्यालयों पे मध्य प्रदेश में काउंटिंग होगी काउंटिंग को लेकर के सारी तैयारियां हैं काउंटिंग स्टाफ का जो रैंडमाइजेशन होता है फर्स्ट और सेकंड रैंडमाइजेशन वो हो गया है थर्ड रैंडमाइजेशन कल सुबह 5 बजे होगा कि वो कौन से टेबल पे जा रहा है किस टेबल पे जाकर के उसे काउंटिंग करनी है राजनीतिक दलों के साथ हम लोगों ने हर जिले में बैठक की है हम लोग काउंटिंग के लिए पूरी तरह से तैयार हैं पर्याप्त सुरक्षा व्यवस्था उसकी भी समीक्षा हो गई है जो त्रिस्तरीय सुरक्षा व्यवस्था जो सुनिश्चित की जाना है उसकी एक तरह से रिहर्सल भी हो गई है उसका ड्राई रन हो गया है और हर जिले मुख्यालय पे 52 जगहों पे काउंटिंग है पूरे 52 जगह पे हम लोगों की पुख्ता तैयारी
छत्तीसगढ़ चीफ इलेक्टोरल ऑफिसर रीना बाबा साहेब कांगले ऑल्सो स्पोक अबाउट प्रेपरेशंस फॉर टुमॉरोज काउंटिंग
There are 33 designated counting centers, which are district headquarters. Counting for postal ballots is designated at RO headquarters in all the 11 Lok Sabha constituencies. The counting will begin at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and we will start with counting of all postal ballots. Generally, the counting will be completed in around 20 to 25 rounds, and it is expected that final results will arrive around 2 o'clock or later. We had deployed CAPF, Central Armed Forces. The highest number of rounds is in Jashpur Vidhan Sabha.
In Maharashtra, all arrangements have been put in place for counting to be held tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
There are 48 Lok Sabha seats in Maharashtra and 14,507 officials have been deployed for the counting process tomorrow. A total of 4,309 counting tables have been arranged in 289 halls. According to Chief Electoral Officer in Maharashtra S. Choklingam, various measures have been taken to make the entire process smooth, secure and transparent. Stringent police arrangements have been made to prevent any untoward incident. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In Orissa, all preparations have been completed for counting of votes of all the 21 Lok Sabha and 147 assembly constituencies tomorrow. The Election Commission has ensured meticulous and secure procedures across 168 counting centres in the state. A robust three-tier security apparatus envelops the 69 strong rooms housing the EVMs and VVPAT devices. These strong rooms, fortified with stringent measures, are closely monitored through CCTV surveillance, complemented by the presence of 25 companies of Central Armed Police Forces and continuous police patrolling. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that India has created a world record with 64.2 crore voters participating in Lok Sabha polls. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Kumar said that the number is 1.5 times of the voters of all G7 countries, that is US, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Japan and Canada. He said, in this Lok Sabha polls, 31.2 crore women voters cast their votes, which is also the highest ever in the world.
There are 312 million proud women voters. This is also the highest ever in the world. It is larger than the 2019 elections, both the total and the women voters. So this, we feel, is the moment that we must cherish, we must celebrate, and we want to give them a standing ovation to all our voters by this.
Highlighting the details related to robust counting process, the Chief Election Commissioner said, three-layer security of Central Armed Police Forces has been put in place at the counting centres. He said round-the-clock CCTV coverage will be done at the counting centres, along with micro-observers on each counting table. Replying to a question on conducting assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir, Mr. Kumar said the commission will soon start the poll process in J&K.
उस समय जवाब दिया था हमने कि कराएंगे, सही समय पे कराएंगे, जरूर कराएंगे और अब कराएंगे. अब इस फाउंडेशन पर बिल्ड करेंगे. वी अंडरस्टैंड दैट पीपल आर रेडी टू डेमोक्रेटिकली डिसाइड देयर फ्यूचर एंड वी सैल्यूट ऑल ऑफ देम. वी चेंज द पॉलिसी फॉर कश्मीरी माइग्रेंट्स सो दैट दे कैन ऑल्सो वोट एंड देयर वोटिंग वॉज ऑल्सो रिकॉर्ड. वी अबॉलिश्ड फॉर्म एम विच वॉज कम्बरसम. वी ऑल्सो अबॉलिश्ड फॉर दोज हुआर स्टेइंग आउटसाइड दी स्टेट प्रोसेस ऑफ गजेटेड ऑफिसर्स अटेस्टेशन एंड अलाउड सेल्फ अटेस्टेशन. जितना ईजी कर सकते थे उतना किया.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X at AIR News Alerts.
Election results of the world's largest democracy by the oldest and the most trusted broadcaster of the country.
On 4th of June, every minute's update of vote counting from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Know who took the lead and who trailed.
Accurate information from every seat. Who won and who lost?
Listen to what we the people of India decided.
Tune into Akashwani Gold and other Akashwani channels for Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the world of the 21st century is looking towards Bharat with many hopes. He said Bharat's governance model has become an example for many countries around the world. Sharing his thoughts with the people of the country through a letter, Mr. Modi said that innovative practices such as pro-people good governance, aspirational districts and aspirational blocks are being discussed globally today. He said empowering 25 crore people to rise above poverty in just 10 years is unprecedented. Mr. Modi said the government's efforts from empowering the poor to last-mile delivery have inspired the world by prioritizing individuals on the last rung of society. The Prime Minister has stressed on the need to work quickly in four directions, that is speed, scale, scope and standards. He highlighted that since the success of the G20, the world has been increasingly envisioning a bigger role for Bharat. Mr. Modi said today, Bharat is being acknowledged as a strong and important voice of the Global South and the African Union has become a part of the G20 group at the initiative of Bharat. Mr. Modi said this is going to be a crucial turning point for the future of African countries. Talking about his three-day spiritual journey in Kanyakumari, the Prime Minister said The land of Kanyakumari gives an indelible message of unity, especially to any person who doubts Bharat's nationhood and the sense of unity. Mr. Modi has written these thoughts on the 1st of this month during his return flight from Kanyakumari to Delhi. Chief Minister of Bihar and JDU President Nitish Kumar today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence in Delhi. The meeting took place ahead of the Lok Sabha poll results tomorrow. In Madhya Pradesh, 13 people were killed and 15 injured when a tractor overturned near the Rajasthan-Rajgarh border in the wee hours yesterday. Rajgarh collector Harsh Dikshit informed media persons that some people from Rajasthan were travelling to Madhya Pradesh to attend a wedding in a tractor. Near the Rajasthan-Rajgarh border, the tractor overturned, resulting in 13 deaths and 15 injuries. Two people are in serious condition and have been admitted to the hospital. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that the state government is in touch with the Rajasthan government. The injured are being treated at the district hospital in Rajgarh and some seriously injured patients have been referred to Bhopal. President and Vice President have expressed grief over the death of people in a road accident in Rajgarh district of Madhya Pradesh. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu said that the news of the road accident is very sad and prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said he is distressed by the loss of lives in the tragic road accident. Mr. Dhankar extended his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families and prayed for speedy recovery of the injured. National Highways Authority of India has hiked toll tax across the country by an average of 5%. An official of NHAI said the new user fee has come into effect from today. India's extensive national highway network features over 900 toll plazas. Mother Dairy has increased milk prices by 2 rupees per litre from today. In a statement, Mother Dairy said the increase in consumer price is mainly to compensate the producers for increased production costs. Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation, which markets milk and milk products under the brand name Amul, has also announced an increase in the price of polypack milk by 2 rupees per litre. The new prices are effective from today. Indian equity benchmark indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, soared to record high levels in early trade today after most of the exit polls predicted a landslide victory for BJP-led NDA in Lok Sabha polls. The 30-share BSE Sensex surged 2,778 points or 3.75% to hit its all-time high of 76,739, while the NSE Nifty rallied 808 points or 3.58% to hit a fresh all-time high of 23,339 in early deals. The Sensex was trading 2,372 points higher at 76,333, while Nifty was 712 points or 3.16% up at 23,243 when reports last came in. In the ICC T20 World Cup cricket, David Wiese's all-round heroics in the Super Over gave Namibia a victory in their opening ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2024 match at Kensington Oval. Oman posted a total of 109 for 10 against Namibia's disciplined bowling. However, Mehran Khan's stunning spell helped Oman tie the game, taking the match in the Super Over. Namibia came out with flying colours in the Super Over and posted 21 without loss, which Wiese successfully defended by conceding just 10 runs and picking up a wicket to seal the victory in their opening Group B match. In another match, Sri Lanka will take on South Africa at Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York today. The match will start at 8 p.m. In tennis, Indian tennis player Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden progressed to the third round of men's doubles event at French Open in Paris last night. Bopanna and Ebden beat Marcelo Zorman and Orlando Luz of Brazil. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. All arrangements put in place for counting of votes for Lok Sabha polls tomorrow. Counting for assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh and Orissa to also take place simultaneously. India creates world record with 64.2 crore voters participating in Lok Sabha polls. 31.2 crore women voters cast their votes, the highest ever in the world. Prime Minister Modi says world of 21st century is looking towards Bharat with many hopes. 13 people killed and 15 injured in road accident in Rajgarh district of Madhya Pradesh. Sensex and Nifty hit all-time high in early trade. And in cricket, Namibia beat Oman by 11 runs via Super Over in T20 World Cup in Bridgetown, Barbados. And with that, we end the midday news.